The Panama Canal revolutionized trade among nations of the Atlantic and the Pacific when it opened back in 1914. Well, now Colombia and China are talking about building an alternative to the canal. In an interview last week with the Financial Times, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said planning for the project is quite advanced. From the Colombian capital, Bogota, John Otis reports.
Rather than a waterway, Colombia and China are discussing a so-called dry canal. It would consist of about 250 miles of railroad linking Colombia's Pacific coast to a new Atlantic port that would be built near the city of Cartagena. The railroad would make it easier for China to import Colombian commodities like coal and to export Chinese electronics and other goods to the region.
Eso va también beneficiar grandemente a...
Zhu Quan is the commercial attaché at the Chinese embassy in Bogotá. He says the project would benefit all of Latin America. Juan points out that the Panama Canal often gets congested and that a ship-to-rail system through Colombia could alleviate bottlenecks. Just as construction of the Panama Canal a century ago marked U.S. dominance in Latin America, a railroad across Colombia would symbolize China's rise. China is now the world's second-largest economy. Over the past decade, trade between China and Latin America has jumped tenfold. Yet Colombia has been slow to do business with China due to Bogota's strong ties to the U.S. Since 1999, Washington has provided the Colombian government with $5 billion in military aid to fight guerrillas and drug traffickers. Arlene Tickner teaches international relations at Bogota's University of the Andes.
This obsession with the United States, which was a main source of support for the war against armed groups, shaded out everything else. And so I think that's why the realization that China was important came so late to the country.
But now that Colombia's guerrilla groups have been weakened and security has improved, Washington is losing interest. Not only is the U.S. trimming aid programs, Tickner says, but for the past 4 years, the U.S. Congress has refused to ratify a free trade agreement with Colombia.
This has been a huge slap in the face to the Colombian government.
China is mainly concerned with securing Latin America's minerals, oil, and soybeans. Still, conservatives in Washington are alarmed. In fact, there's been speculation that talk of the Chinese railroad will help pressure U.S. lawmakers to approve the Colombian trade pact. But Colombia has other motives. Disputes with President Hugo Chavez have led to a steep drop in exports to Venezuela, which used to be Colombia's number two trade partner after the U.S. Alvaro Ballesteros heads the Colombian-Chinese Chamber of Commerce. He points out that Colombian highways, railroads, and ports have badly deteriorated.
Colombia has grave problems with its transportation system. We need to develop our railroads. And there are Chinese companies and banks that want to carry out these projects.
For China, building a rival to the Panama Canal would send a sharp message to the government of Panama, one of the few countries that still recognizes Taiwan. The Chinese Development Bank says it will help fund the $3 billion Colombian railroad. Yet no one has carried out feasibility studies, and the project remains very much on the drawing board. The tracks would have to be laid across the imposing Darien jungle on the Panamanian border, an area teeming with guerrillas and drug traffickers. In fact, environmental and security concerns have long discouraged Panama and Colombia from building a cross-border highway through the jungle. Still, Panama was once part of Colombia. Ever since the Panama Canal opened, Colombia has dreamed of its own transoceanic route. Thanks to China, says economist Juan Benavides, Colombia may have finally found someone to make it happen.
Those opportunities come out of the blue somehow. If it is the time for us to take a serious study, cost-benefit analysis, and think it would be good to explore.
For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.